Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Got a lot to get to. We'll hit back up our Lakers thoughts as the story of a meeting with LeBron, Rich Paul, Darvin Ham, and Rob Pelinka. But let's dive in on some NFL, shall we? Daniel Jeremiah joins us, NFL analyst. You hear him call Chargers games on the radio. You see him on the NFL Network. And if you want to download a football pod, I would start with Move the Sticks. He and Bucky Brooks, it's great. It's very easy to listen. Two really bright guys who really, really know the sport that they talk about. DJ, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We were gonna mess with you with the Padres, but they actually came back and won last night. How are you feeling about your Padres' new roster?
We're gonna be fine. I saw your tweet, same old Padres. I took note. They're gonna be fine, Doug. As with any other sport, it's talent over everything. So you have a little bumps in the road. They get adjusted. They'll get it smoothed out. At the end of the day, you're going to have too much talent not to get in the postseason. And then when you get there, you see what happens.
Fair enough. What's your sense in talking to people around the league about what's actually going to happen with this Deshaun Watson deal?
You know what? The interesting thing is everybody that I talk to around the league, I'm not talking to obviously anybody in Cleveland. They're just – they're not even talking about it anymore. They're kind of exhausted by it, and nobody knows, you know, exactly how many games this ends up being. And it's almost, you know, for something that was a topic of conversation, you know, once every couple days, you know, if not every week, it's been like the last, since the first ruling came out, you knew they were going to appeal it. Nobody's talking about it. They're all just kind of over it. And I'm sure there's some fatigue elsewhere.
Sure.
You know, with fans as well. But yeah, the guys I talked to have just, they've kind of moved on.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of at that point as well, right? Where you're just like, I got to get this, has to get over with, because it does feel like we're continuing to talk about the same thing over and over again. We shall in fact see. Okay. Let's get to some other stuff. Baker, is he really breaking away from Darnold, or is it just they're trying to say it into fruition?
Well, I think, you know, you can look at it from the outside, and it's obvious. You know, tie goes to the runner in baseball. I mean, if it's a tie or if it's relatively close, you're going to go with Baker because you have the hope of what you haven't seen yet versus the reality of having, you know, already seen Sam struggle a little bit last year. So I think Sam not only needs to be better than Baker, he needs to be significantly better to keep that job. I think it's all kind of lined up for Baker to roll out there week one. And I haven't been there, but I would be surprised if that's not what we get.
How good would they be?
You know, I don't know. I'm curious on that division because you don't know with New Orleans, new coach, new quarterback, you're, you know, just getting reacclimated there with Jameis. That could be a little bit of an adjustment period. Got some changes there with Brady and Tampa. I don't know. Atlanta, I don't think, is very good. So I don't necessarily think that the Panthers are going to be great, but, you know, I think that they've got some favorable games in their schedule. I don't think they're a 500 team, but I think they could approach 500.
I do think that one of the things that people are starting to realize, Tampa's got some injury issues, and we also have no idea what it looks like with the changing coaching staff, but also you got the retirement of Gronk. You know, like, that's a different football team than the one that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, health is a big deal. So, you know, let's wait and see. And we've said it every year, you know, we kind of are waiting for when Brady's going to, you know, show that he's mortal, and it never really has happened. Maybe slowed down a tiny bit, but we start getting some injuries around him. Maybe we finally see some signs of age there. Who knows? But I definitely think there's a lot of unknowns in that division, and I wouldn't keep the Bucs out of that conversation. I think there's some unknown there as well.
Dana Jeremiah is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's go to New England. A lot of people have been critical of an offense which has appeared sluggish in training camp. My only point was, like, look, I get that it's unconventional, but this is criticizing Belichick is criticizing Warren Buffett for a recent investment, right? Generally, the guy knows what he's doing. But you've been around this a long time. Like, what do you think of what they're doing with that offense, especially with a second-year quarterback?
Oh, I think that the reports and some of the rumblings and what it looked like are accurate. I think that is a little bit of a mess, you know, with the combination of Patricia and Judge. I don't know that that is a decision that they're going to, you know, look back on and say that was a wise move. But it's the Patriots. Bill Belichick can coach every position on the field as well as anybody. If he doesn't feel like they're producing and they're not comfortable and the protections are all jacked up, guess who's going to be the offensive coordinator, who's going to take it all over and everything will be just fine? It's Bill Belichick. He's the ace in the hole. So I think people are kind of rooting for the demise of the Patriots. And maybe it doesn't work out great with Joe Judge and maybe Matt Patricia. Those guys can't cross over and be great offensive minds. But at the end of the day, does it really matter when Bill can just take the thing over himself?
It is. It's going to be really interesting to see exactly how that thing plays out. What about Miami? You know, they're pumping out on social media. I know there's not a connection between coaching staff and social media. They're trying to prove that Tua's got a cannon. He's throwing the ball downfield. What are reports of how that's working out?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an obsession with his arm strength, and people love to debate it. And it gets pretty fierce on social media. You know, can he and will they push the ball vertically? I don't necessarily think they have to. I think that it's a run after the catch system. Tua's going to – I think they'll help him out with some of his vision and size issues. I think they'll get him on the move with some of those, zone read, some of those boots that they do in that Shanahan system, those stretch boots that they're kind of famous for. I think it's going to provide some clear sight lines for him, and I think he's going to wear people out kind of underneath an intermediate. So all this off-season obsession over deep balls, I don't know that we're going to see – kind of those traditional big-time deep balls in the system, even with all that speed. It's going to be a lot of horizontal football.
Stud Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let's get to the Chargers, a team that you cover. They seem to have shored up a lot of their needs. Right tackle was the question. Run stopping is the question. But there's a quiet confidence when you go to their camp, right? There's a quiet confidence of, like, we got a really good football team. Have you felt that as well?
Yeah, I've been out there, a handful of times, including just having left there, and there is. I talked to Herbert today, and he feels really, really good, not just about the kind of the guys that I think the average fan knows about. We're talking about Keenan Allen.
All right, we'll work to get DJ back in 1 second. Stud Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio as he was just getting into his Charger break. Is that what happens as soon as you talk Chargers, that you automatically drop out, right? Like if it was Rams, all of a sudden Ramos would be back. You were talking about Keenan Allen when we lost you.
Yeah, sorry, Doug. I don't know. I just lost you there. But everybody kind of knows about Keenan and Mike. But when you talk to Justin Herbert, like he's equally excited about Josh Palmer, and he's pumped up about Gerald Everett, the tight end, being able to work some in the middle of the field. And they've got Isaiah Spiller to add to the backfield. I mean, they've got a lot of depth. They've got one of the better offensive lines in football, which, if you said that a couple years ago after they'd been trying to search for that, quality offensive line, they found it. And they got to figure out the right tackle thing, as you mentioned. But right guard to left tackle, I don't know that there's another offensive line I'd rather have than what they have. So there's a lot of pieces in place, and there's a lot of confidence coming out of their camp. I know it's sunshine and roses for everybody, Doug, but this isn't forced. This is a very, very sure and confident group.
It sure does feel like it's a sure and confident group. Cowboys seem to have a little bit of the Tampa thing, right? Especially in the offense with the injuries. What's the level of concern there?
Well, I mean, I want to see the age of these linemen, and we're not going to know that until we get into the season. We're probably not going to know that until we get through the first quarter of the season. I want to see, how Tyron Smith and Zach Martin hold up physically and how they're playing. If they can get those guys to kind of play up to their traditional level at this age, not easy to do, but if they could and kind of fill in around them, I think they'll be okay. I'm not as worried about some of the receiver losses as other people. I think this offense can literally go through CeeDee Lamb, let him beat DeAndre Hopkins and catch 120 balls. I don't think that's an issue with them throwing the football. I just want to make sure that offensive line stays healthy, number one, and plays much better, number two.
The Raiders are going to be interesting this year. Why are they playing Josh Jacobs two series in the Hall of Fame game?
I don't know. I mean, other people do it differently. I was talking to some guys today who were talking to their friends in the league and said that, one of their running back buddies said they do a live to the ground period every single day when they're in pads, like literally getting running backs tackled to the ground. Just like that's some teams decide to approach it differently. I just with all the information we have now and knowing it's a 17-game season, if you have value in a player at those key positions and they've proven themselves, I hope they play because we got to call the games, Doug. But I couldn't justify it if I was coaching one of these teams.
Nope, not even a little bit. I've heard, I've talked to a couple people who said, keep an eye on the Colts as being a team, just because people felt like competent quarterback play away. Now, I don't know what Matt Ryan has left, but he is in the dome, and that division does not look great. Have you heard the same about the Colts?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty consistent. Everybody that I've talked to that's made the tours has all come back and said Buffalo's the best team. That's the one thing they say. And the other thing they say is, with the Colts, the Colts are going to be really, really good. And Matt Ryan does not turn the ball over. He makes the layups that they couldn't make previously. It's not going to be a real dynamic offense, but they're going to be efficient. They're going to play really good defense, and they're not going to beat themselves. So they're kind of viewed as that kind of under-the-radar team in the AFC. But, you know, it's crazy with, you know, Kansas City and all their success, Cincinnati coming off of a Super Bowl year, the Chargers and the Raiders loading up. You know, everybody that's, you know, been to double-digit training camps and people that I trust that actually know what they're looking at have all came back and said they thought Buffalo was the best team in the league.
Who have they come back and said is the most disappointing?
The Giants. And maybe not disappointing is the word. The question, the way I phrased it was, who's the best team you've seen? Who's the worst team you've seen?
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure I was trying to be clever and cautious with the word. It's now part of that is, you know, you got a totally new regime, right? But man, did they? You remember when they drafted Saquon Barkley? The big thing was, well, shouldn't they take quarterback here? The Giants never draft in the top five, right? They'll never be in the top five, top ten again. And now look at them; they're just living in it.
Yeah, and the problem is you got to evaluate your quarterback, and I just don't know who he's really throwing the ball to that's going to give him a fair evaluation. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough on Daniel Jones, and that's a division with some pretty good defensive line play at all three of those teams. So, it's going to be a challenge for them.
Daniel Jeremiah is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, and I was thinking of you. When I was reading about the Mekhi Becton story, right? Because Mekhi Becton's a guy who, obviously, you're close to guys in that front office. And when they drafted him, there was the buyer beware of, he's a giant man who has carried a lot of weight. Now, he has two straight knee injuries on the same knee. And this year, obviously, the weight had to be at least some level of a factor. Look, I know you know this, but doesn't this reiterate, like, those scouting reports are there for a reason when you're drafting a guy?
Yeah, and it's, you know, look, it just sucks and it's disappointing because when he was in shape and was on the field his rookie year, he was a dominant player. I mean, Baldy had a field day every week just doing XO cut-ups on social media showing scrimmage because how dominant he was. But you were hopeful that, you know, some of the weight issues he'd had in the past wouldn't show up. And that first year, he showed up in great shape. He showed up at the combine in great shape, got through that season in pretty good shape. And then last year gets hurt, gets out of shape, and then comes in this year and was kind of working to try and get back into shape. And they never divulged the numbers, but you could tell he's carrying extra weight. And I'm like you, Doug. I'm not a doctor, and I feel terrible that he got hurt. But I also feel like, man, if you're carrying that much weight, it just can't be good. It just can't be healthy for your legs, man. And you'd have to think there's at least some connection between the weight and these unfortunate injuries. But it's a shame because he's talented, man. When he's out there and he's in shape, he's as good as it gets.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But again, you talk about it. Now, I know they moved him to the right side, but this has to affect the development of Zach Wilson as their quarterback.
Yeah, but I would say, and I brought this, me and Bucky talked about this the other day, you got Elijah Vera Tucker, who is a really talented lineman out of SC, played guard. They've got him, and they had just signed Lakin Tomlinson, who's a really good player. So they're going to be firm up the middle, and you go talk to any play caller, offensive coordinator, or even quarterback, they'll tell you, you know, if I got to have a hole somewhere, I'd rather have it at right tackle than in the interior. At least I can get away from that guy. So they can help him out with a tight end. They can help the right tackle out with a back, but they should be pretty solid up the middle.
Daniel Jeremiah joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Move the Sticks is the podcast. DJ, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Doug. See you, man.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You guys know what I like to be armed with, right? Arm me with harmony. That's really what it is. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Weird things happen in lots of sports, but they seem to happen more often in baseball, which leads us to the expression which we've turned into a segment called...
It's time for... That's baseball.
You're going to love these. Guys are putting a lot of effort into it. I love it. Brewers first baseman Rowdy Tellez did not start today's game against the Rays. But with the team down a run, the bottom of the ninth, Tellez went up as a pinch hitter, homer to tie the game. Then in the 10th, with the automatic runner starting at second base, Tellez fielded a grounder at first and threw the runner out trying to advance to third. A ground ball to the right side is almost always a sure advancement to third in baseball, especially in extras, but Tellez made the play. And the Brewers won the bottom of the 10th. How do you explain seeing something you've almost never seen before, right? Because the advancing the runner thing is just new? That's baseball.
That's baseball.
All right, then there's this. Shohei Ohtani, the reigning American League MVP, set another record last night. He had 5 strikeouts against the A's. He passed himself for most strikeouts thrown by a player to have at least 25 home runs. He had a home run last night's ball game as well. Only 2 people have ever done that. Ohtani, and Ohtani. How do you explain a 100-year-old game that had Babe Ruth, that a guy who just doing now? That's baseball.
That's baseball.
Okay, and this is my favorite one. Maybe favorite one we've ever done. Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro went from first to third in a single last night. It's a good hustle. It was the fourth inning against the Diamondbacks. As he was sliding, his cell phone popped out of his pocket. He didn't notice. Third baseman didn't notice. Umpire did. Castro picked it up and tried to give it to his base coach, who was visibly angry that there was a cell phone on the field. Ken Rosenthal reported today that MLB is looking into the policy, which they're not supposed to be allowed in the dugout or in games. How do you explain a guy using his cell phone, rounding the bases? That's baseball.
That's baseball.
I thought you guys might, some people might have missed this. It was really good. Last night we had yesterday we had Cooper Kupp on with us, and he sat down with us at the end of our broadcast, and I thought this was really good. This was an exchange we had about game winning plays in the Super Bowl win. Take a listen.
How has your life changed? What do you say to yourself, like in? You know, you're lining up, you're reading coverage, you know what you're supposed to do. Do you have a word? Do you have something you say to yourself? Because, like, you know, so many wide receivers, you always tell kids, you know, catch the ball first, right? Don't worry about it. Do you have anything that you are trigger words to yourself or thoughts to yourself when you're about to catch football?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's really being – I have a very, very calm mind and just try to be in that moment, take it for what it is, just like it would be out here at practice lining up. It's just, you know, seeing the coverage, having a plan for how I want to go about my route, knowing where I want to end up at the end of this thing, kind of getting a feel for where I think the ball might end up or where the spots in the defense are that he might be looking at. And, you know, it's really just being in that moment, having a state of mind that allows me just to be in that place of being able to adapt and move.
How do you do that, though? I mean, that sounds really easy sitting here. Super Bowl, 90,000 people, 150 million watching worldwide. Everybody knows the ball is coming to you. How do you maintain kind of that state?
I think it's a preparation in your process. When you prepare the right way, when you've done everything you can, when I step onto the field, my work's been done. I've prepared and allowed myself to be in that place where I can be completely confident and at peace with all the work that I've done to get there. And whatever happens after that, I can be good with myself and know that I've done everything I can to put myself in a place where I can be successful. And, you know, this is football. You're playing against some incredibly talented athletes and great coaches. There's things that aren't going to go your way, and you have to be okay with that. And as long as I can look back at it and say, my process was right, my preparation and everything I put into it was there, and I enjoyed that process so much, it's not about the end result at the end of that day. Then it's about being about that and enjoying that time when I finally do get to that place to be able to go make those plays. It's just, you know, trusting your preparation, trusting that process, and allowing yourself to be free in those moments.
It sounds very, very healthy. I don't think most people are that healthy. Jay Stu, when you heard that, what'd you think?
I just in general, I think that the kid was extremely humble and relatable and down to earth. And I can't believe he could be so calm and cool and collective in those moments. Unless you sit down with the kid and you actually believe it, you're like, wow, nothing kind of phases this guy. He seems like the real deal, you know?
Agreed. What'd you think, Dan Byer, when you heard it?
He's such a good interview. Just really, really, really.
One of those too good to be trues, right? Like, you're like, come on.
Well, you know, you even started the interview and you were like joking about that, you know, the video of the breakdown stuff. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he didn't do that. But yet he still gives you thoughtful answers, and which a lot of guys don't do.
I could completely agree. Yeah, so many guys don't give you anything, and yet he gives you exactly what you wanted. That's a great point. Ramos sitting there just smiling because he's like, now we got this great dude, great wide receiver, and he's awesome.
Well, can I just say that the one part that I thought about when he talked to you, which was when you talked about the fact that a lot of wide receivers aren't like you, they don't have the same, they're always looking to do this and that, and you're kind of like subdued. And then what he said to you was, Well, I think that's a bad rap of what wide receivers get. There are a lot of wide receivers that are like me, but they just don't, you know, we just don't see them. It's because he's on, you know, he's like one of the best players on the team in football. He kind of stands out more than those other guys who don't ask for more money, but still play a really high, you know, part of their game.
Name him.
I don't know. He didn't name him either, to be honest with you, but that was what his point was. He seemed to feel like there are other guys that are like him that don't ask for a lot, but we don't recognize them as much.
No, I would generally agree that it is but the cliche wide receiver, give me the ball, show me the money. Unfortunately, that's become cliche because on some level it's true. Right?
It stands out a lot more. Yes.
Well, I mean, and they've so many of them gotten paid. Whereas, like, his response when he got paid was like, you know, it was like, I need to break the bank. I need to reset the market. Just, you know, thank you for giving me a raise. I'm good. Which you do wish more could be like that. It also makes you go like, wait, is this guy for real? Because he sure seems too good to be true. He just does. He just seems so balanced and so calm. And yet, you know, there's been enough times in which people have clearly thought others are better than him. Even now, like, you never see him getting into the you know, Devontae Adams, I'm the best wide receiver in the league, and he doesn't none of that seems to affect him. He just kind of does his deal and goes home and then comes back and does it again the next day. Those type of people that are that balanced, a little bit annoying. Let's just be honest, a little bit annoying. We had this exchange about how his life has changed since the Super Bowl win.
How has your life changed considering, look, it hadn't always been easy for you, right? Like, you wouldn't have gone to Eastern, you know, if things were easy for you. You're still a third-round pick despite the fact you killed it when you're in college. And you've had to earn every bit of the respect that you've gained to get to the absolute mountaintop, to win the Super Bowl, and be as big, if not, you know, the biggest part of winning the Super Bowl. What has changed in your life and your perspective since winning the big game?
I don't know. I mean, really, after the game, things kind of go back. It just goes back to life. You know, I've got two kids at home. They don't know what you just did. You know, they don't know what the Super Bowl means or anything like that. They know I'm dad. And, you know, so 2 days after the Super Bowl, I'm back to changing diapers, waking up with the boys, and, you know, enjoying being around my family. You know, things don't change just because you accomplish something like that. You know, I try to stay to my roots, stay rooted in who I am, and, you know, get back to work and be able to go pursue something great again.
Yeah, but you're a wide receiver. Okay, you're supposed to, even though you got the contract extension, you're supposed to want more. You're supposed to be flamboyant. I mean, you're like the opposite of what is perceived to be the typical wide receiver. You realize that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, though. I mean, you put that on. I know I get that put on me a lot, but yeah. I think I look around the league right now. I mean, there's a lot of guys that go about their business the right way. You know, I think that the old stigma of what, you know, some receivers have been, I don't think that really sticks anymore. I mean, look at the guys around the league that have just been, you know, team guys and about this.
Yeah, look, I do think there are some, but I don't think that it's the gross majority of them. Right? That was a fun day to be around the camp because Les's contract was announced shortly thereafter. He was a great in-depth, kind of serious football interview. And then you have the guy who's the Super Bowl MVP, kind enough to spend some time with you when easily could have dusted us off. And then the fact that, and here's the other good part was, and Ramos knows this, was, you know, he got there and we're in break. And it's like, man, some of these guys are like, come on, I got to go, you know? And we just sat there, we talked football for a while before we got on air. And then obviously talked after air. He could not have been more kind with his time. So I don't know. It's like one of those, you want to dislike the team and the guy if it's not your team. And then you're like, God, I love this guy's awesome. All these guys are so nice and cool and reasonable. Yeesh. What's going on here?
Doug, I got to make up for myself just in the update. get lost in what was happening with Major League Baseball, and that's baseball. But Deshaun Watson is expected to start for the Browns on Friday against the Jacksonville Jaguars in their preseason opener. That is barring any change to his status between now and then, but the Browns are going to have Deshaun Watson start that game against the Jaguars.
What do we think about that decision?
I I'm surprised. I did not think that he would play, especially when starters are not playing. It was pointed out to me, well, he hasn't played in all of a year. Well, you could also wait till next week to do it or the week after, but I'm surprised.
What do you think, Jay Stone?
I think it's a privilege to be able to play a sport for a living, and I think it would be a bad look for the NFL if the person that they're about to take away that sport for the next year is just actively running around on a field playing on TV. I think that. So something's going to happen before Friday. Because, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. If the NFL comes back after this appeal and it is going to be a year suspension, he can't play in the preseason games at all, right?
If he was indefinitely suspended, he cannot. He would not be able to play. He would need Roger Goodell's approval to come back and play and be a part of the team. If he was suspended 12 games or the 6 games, he can play in any preseason games as he wants, but once the regular season effectively starts, he is not allowed to be with the team.
Yeah, this one, here's the thing. I think you can easily say for football reasons we want him to play. I also think, here's the deal. If you're going to play, then you got to answer some questions. You can't do the, hey, I can't talk about that right now. Hey, like, that's not, right? I mean, again, you don't have to go into a full, you know, Q&A over everything that took place, but you got to expect that there's going to be some people that ask questions afterwards, and you have to be fair and give them a reasonable time to answer it, right? Like, if you're going to do the deal, you got to do the deal. You got to face the music, you got to face the music. You know, what are your expectations about the hearing? You know, whatever it is, I do think that there's... Do I think he shouldn't play? Like, it does feel a little, I mean, look, it feels like the Browns are clearly all in on him regardless. And I also understand from his perspective, like, look, I said I didn't do anything I thought wrong. I'm going to stand by that. And I'm going to show up to work unless they tell me I can't work. So I actually understand his perspective and why they're playing him. But what I know is going to happen if he does play is the part that doesn't really sit well with me, which is the, hey, we're not going to answer any questions. You know, we'll leave that up to the lawyers or whatever. We're just here to get some training camp work in. That part's the one that I don't love. Don't like it. All right. Appreciate the update there, Dan. Coming up next, I want to pay off on something that we were supposed to do yesterday. It's called Name That Quarterback. It's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Normally we do the press, but we like to do this at, when we do the training camps, and we didn't get a chance yesterday because Cooper Kupp interrupted us in his Super Bowl MVP. You just show up whenever you want, Cooper Kupp. Actually, he can literally show up anytime he wants, and we'll have him on. So we thought we'd do name that quarterback.
The press.
Ah, it's the bidding war between John Ramos and Doug Gottlieb.
Hmm. Let's go.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right, Doug.
Let's do this.
By the way, for those wondering about my Twitter account, still hacked. So at Dan Beyer on Fox, still unavailable to me as we are approaching almost the 2-week mark. So if you want to tweet at Twitter support and tell them that I'm hacked, greatly appreciated.
Roger that.
All right. We are going to start the bidding for the first of three questions. At 1 point, and the bidding will begin at 6 notes. John Ramos, you start. Can you name that quarterback in 6 notes? You start the bidding.
I'll take 6.
I'll take 4.
You know, last week I pushed a lot of stuff off. I think I'm going to take a little bit of a different route. I'll take 3.
All right, let's go.
All right, this person was the NFL Offensive Rookie Player of the Year in 2016. Played collegiate football at Mississippi State and was the MVP of the 2015 Belk Bowl. This quarterback played at Mississippi State, was the MVP of the Belk Bowl in 2015, and then the next year named the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year.
The person I remember from Mississippi State, I think, is Eli Manning, right? Is that Ole Miss, right? Is that Mississippi State?
Miss. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. Just ask them. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. They are not the same thing.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
No.
My bad.
No,
okay, my bad.
Ultimate rivals.
I mean, yes. It's inexcusable.
John's been banned.
The fact that this has taken this long.
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Doug, you want to tell him who it is?
Steel?
Yeah.
Okay, Dak Prescott.
That is correct. It is Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Where's number four? Would that have helped, John, if I would have
said Ward?
Yes,
if you said Ward number four, I'd say Dak Prescott.
I was named to two Pro Bowls, signed a four-year deal worth $160 million with $126 million guaranteed in March of 2021. All right, Doug, next quarterback for 2 points. We'll start the bidding at six notes.
I can do it in three.
Wow. Okay. Name that quarterback.
All right. He led all of FBS in touchdown passes in 2017. Is currently second on his team's depth chart, and he is on his second team as a professional.
Wow. That one I was not expecting. Okay. Wait. So he's on his FBS in 2017.
Yep. Led all of FBS in touchdown passes in 2017. Is on his second team as a professional and is currently second on his team's depth chart, according to his head coach.
Well, 2017 was Baker Mayfield and Mason. Wait, what? Tell me the first one.
Led all of FBS football bowl subdivision in touchdown passes in 2017.
And it's got to be Baker Mayfield.
Nope, it was Drew Lock.
Wow.
Drew Lock, yes, at Missouri, led the country in touchdown passes on his second team, second on the depth chart, was a second-round pick in 2019, tied for the league lead in interceptions in 2020 with 15, despite playing in 13 games. The other note, tied John Elway for the team record for wins. Well, we've got 30 seconds. Final one, okay. John Ramos, six notes.
Yes.
Okay, six?
Now three.
Two.
By all means, go
for
it. He
was the first overall pick of the 1993 draft and wore number 11 with all three teams he played for. For the win, John.
Dante Culpepper.
Is it Dante Culpepper? No, it is not. It is Drew Bledsoe. It was. Doug Gottlieb, a winner in name that quarterback.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
It's close. I thought I was going to lose to John. I just couldn't. But he couldn't get Dak Prescott, and he tried to have Eli Manning play at Mississippi State. Eli Manning played at Mississippi State. That's the one. We tease. We kid because we care. All right. Tomorrow we got football, right? Don't we have games tomorrow night?
Yes,
Thursday
we do.
Thursday night football, we do. All right, so we'll get ready for that. I'm sure we'll have something fun, baseball, and I don't think KD's getting traded before then, but you never know. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.